Thank you, Mr. Chair. Chair, we remain gravely concerned at the humanitarian harm being caused during active hostilities in populated areas, in particular by the use of explosive weapons with wide area effect. The use of explosive weapons with wide area effect in populated area causes long-term humanitarian harm, which far outlasts the conflict in which they're used. The evidence of the long-term impact of the use of such weapons on the recovery and development of affected communities is clear. Reports of serious humanitarian harm have been substantiated in many of today's major conflicts. The 2019 report of the UN Secretary General on the protection of civilians in armed conflict highlights the extent of the impact on civilians and civilian objects from the use of explosive weapons. The Secretary General's report calls for efforts to enhance respect for IHL and the protection of civilians and civilian objects. It is clear that where we cannot prevent conflict, we must work to strengthen the protection of civilians and civilian objects from humanitarian harm. Chair, Ireland, like many other states, is committed to achieving a political declaration on EWIPA. We welcome the widespread and cross-regional support for the joint statement on EWIPA at First Committee last month, and we welcome continued broad engagement on this issue. Ireland is pleased to chair the first in a series of consultations to initiate work towards the elaboration of a political declaration on explosive weapons in populated areas on the 18th of November, next Monday. We are committed to ensuring an open and transparent process in the months ahead, designed to facilitate widespread engagement and support among the UN membership for a declaration, without prejudice to the applicable international humanitarian law or discussions on substantive content of such a declaration. We believe any such declaration should enhance the protection of civilian and civilian objects in armed conflict from the effects of explosive weapons in populated areas. Chair, the protection of civilians is one of the main purposes of the CCW, whose preamble recalls, and I quote, general principle of the protection of civilian population against the effects of hostilities. Thus, my delegation believes there is merit in examining WIPA more formally within the context of the CCW framework. To this end, we welcome the working paper submitted by Germany to the meeting of high contracting parties as an important contribution to consider ways to help mitigate the civilian harm from the use of explosive weapons in populated areas during armed conflict. Chair, we believe the achievement of a political declaration can be complementary and reinforce any agreed future program of work on this issue in the CCW framework. Thank you.